This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Every day, at hundreds of archaeological sites across the Holy Land, university researchers are literally digging up history. Every new discovery affirms the historical accuracy of the Bible, giving us insight into the rich heritage of our faith. Here's Omer Eshel from the Israel Ministry of Tourism on a recent and surprising archaeological discovery from the life of Jesus.
One of these places that people were looking for many, many, many years is the town of Magdala. Magdala being one of the most important places in the route of Jesus. When he left from Nazareth to Galilee, he went to the Sea of Galilee because it was semi-pagan, semi-Jewish. And he knew that a lot of the Jewish authorities don't like him so much. So in any given moment, he can always cross the sea. About 5 years ago, the Franciscan Brotherhood bought a piece of land next to a place called Migdal, which is a Jewish settlement today. So 5 years ago, they decided to build a hotel over there. Once they start digging, they found a very large synagogue belonging to a very large fisherman community by the name Magdala. Magdala was destroyed in the year 66 AD by the Romans and was completely underground from 66 AD until 2012. So the last person who used Magdala were the same people that Jesus knew. Now, when we speak about the synagogue that Jesus cured Mary, this is the synagogue. There are 6 synagogues from the first century AD in the world. Only 6. This is one of them. And the discovery itself is almost second to none.
Visit holylandmoments.ca and follow us on Facebook to learn more about the Jewish people, their faith, and the Holy Land. That's holylandmoments.ca.